Hello in radio, I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist. RAJAR, the radio measurement organisation in the UK, has just released their latest Midas research. RAJAR, Radio Joint Audience Research, clearly likes acronyms. Midas, Measurement of Internet-Delivered Audio Services, is one of their best, particularly since it doesn't just measure internet-delivered audio services, just like RAJAR doesn't just measure radio. Anyway, it's on the RAJAR website, rajar.co.uk, and it covers all of what we might call audio, everything from the radio through to apps, podcasts, and other devices. And the first thing that's interesting to me is that on-demand music services, things like Spotify, Google Music, Apple Music, and Deezer, aren't really mentioned much. But they do appear in one of the graphs, so they've clearly been measured. So I wonder what the story is. The graph they do appear in is audio listening against time of day. And it turns out that online music services reach about 10% of the population during the typical workday. So between 10 and 6, music services have around 10% of the population listening to them right through the working day. To put that into context, radio, through the same working day, is listened to by anything from 15 to 20% of all adults. So during the workday, online music services are already half as popular as radio. Half as popular as radio. That's a real story. And the research is also quite revealing about podcasts. Yeah, podcasts. They're the next big thing, right? Except they're not that big, really. Only 7% of people actually use them. And over a third of all podcasts that people download aren't ever listened to. Podcasts are listened to more in the evening than in the morning. Perhaps that's because of breakfast radio's connection to the outside world. I don't know. Two-thirds of people who listen are blokes. A third of all time spent listening is in the car, which, by the way, puts it above radio. And after seven in the evening, the amount of people using online music services and podcasts and Listen Again and live radio are almost equal. Now, these figures show a number of things. First, that music-intensive radio is under significant pressure from online music services. But second, that live radio, proper radio, connected radio, human radio, still has its place. You can get my newsletter free at james.crid.land. And until next time, keep listening.